I'm Tavin Nasir, and this is Leadership Biz Cafe, a podcast that provides insights and tools to help leaders take on the challenges and opportunities found in leading today's workplaces. Leadership Biz Cafe is brought to you by Tavin Nasir Leadership, our leadership firm that offers keynotes and corporate trainings in both virtual and in-person settings that will help you to improve the way you lead and guide your organization's growth and future successes. To find out how we can help you today with your leadership challenges and discover your untapped opportunities, visit our website at tavernasir.com. And now, it's time for me to brew up another Leadership Espresso Shot. If there's one constant to doing business in today's global environment, it's that things inevitably change. Of course, when it comes to change in today's organizations, more often than not, it's sorted into one of two boxes. Change that drives our efforts towards innovation, or change that we have to manage in response to external demands or conditions being placed on how we get our work done. In my work, I get many leaders who want to discuss the latter condition of how to manage change that comes with the changing needs of your customers, the changing needs of what you need to attract and retain employees, and the changing needs of how to lead in some form of a hybrid work environment. In many of these conversations, it becomes clear that what these leaders are after is a playbook, a straightforward step-by-step process of how to get through this change initiative quickly so that they can shift their focus back to the work that they view as being the real and important work. But change is not simply another item on your to-do list. Dealing with change is more than a process. It's an ongoing journey of exploration and discovery. This is the roadblock that impedes so many of us from taking those critical first steps in this journey of change. As there's no guaranteed notion of what awaits us, how can we be sure that it's worth opening the door to see what's on the other side? As such, the question we face is, do we have the courage to change, not just today, but as we move forward? Will we treat change not merely as something we're willing to do today, but as something we'll embrace going forward as new realities sharpen into focus as we continue on our journey towards achieving our long-term goals? Of course, sometimes we might not feel as though we have a choice, especially in those moments when our competitors suddenly upend conventions and change what others expect or demand from what we currently offer. But the truth, more often than not in those cases, is that we intuitively knew, or at least we suspected, that this change was headed our way. We just succumbed to our own fear of the unknown by latching onto the familiar and safe, and consequently opted to not do anything about it. In fact, over the past several years, we've all witnessed numerous examples of organizations that lack the courage to take those necessary steps to change, despite seeing what lay ahead if they insisted on staying their current course. That's why it takes courage to change, not simply because we're moving outside our comfort zone, but because where this change might lead us is not always a clear path or an anchored destination somewhere in the near future. Change is more a guide, giving us a direction, allowing us to explore new insights and perspectives. So make no mistake, it does take courage to change, which is why we celebrate and admire those who are willing to challenge the way things are, to seek a better way and a better future, both for those they lead today and for those who may be impacted in the future by what we choose to do right now. It's why we gravitate towards those we identify as being the rebels or the change makers or the disruptors. Each of them demonstrates that unyielding conviction and belief in their vision and purpose, of how this is what they were meant to do and who they were meant to become. But while we may admire them from afar, we must never doubt that the ability, means, and opportunity exists for each of us to be our own version of that rebel, that change maker, or that disruptor to the status quo. Granted, not all of us can be game changers or people who change the world. But honestly, there's no reason to think that that's the only kind of change that matters, as the potential exists in each of us to make a difference, to change what we do and how we see things to make things better for ourselves and for those we lead. When it comes to change, what we need to embrace as a key cornerstone in our leadership is that change should not be something that happens to us, but change should be treated as a driving force that challenges us to do and be better. The fact is, change is now very much a fixture of today's workplaces, not only in terms of how we do business, but also in terms of who we lead, and consequently, how we should lead if we are to tap into the very best of every person under our care. We've seen over the past few years and even the past few weeks how some leaders have refused to change, holding fast to the notion that this is the way things are done around here, while pointing to their organization's past successes or what defines their organization's culture. And we've seen how this kind of approach has led many organizations to lose their dominance or worse, end up as another example of a bygone era, not to mention running the risk of losing the key employees their organization needs to not only achieve their objectives today and in the months ahead, but will allow them to remain relevant and resilient in the years to come. Similarly, we've seen leaders who had that courage to take that leap into the unknown, confident not so much in where they might land, but in how the journey would open up new possibilities that would upend the status quo, allowing them to become the front runners of the pack. Both these groups of leaders share much in common with every other leader out there. They were no smarter or risk adverse than you are right now. The only difference, really, was whether they had the courage to embrace change or succumb to their fears, which clawed them back to a status quo, which would inevitably lead to their organization's decline. The truth is that while change is hard, it's become critical to our ability to succeed and grow, to embrace that change and use it to transform how we operate and function today and in the years ahead. And so, the choice is yours as to whether you will summon the courage to change or merely hope that today's successes might somehow sustain your organization going forward in a world that refuses to stand still. And on that note, we come to the end of this round of Leadership Espresso Shot. I hope you enjoyed this latest entry in our Leadership Espresso Shot series. This was inspired by insights I've been sharing in some of my recent leadership keynotes. So if you enjoyed it and would like to learn more about my keynotes and leadership workshops, check out my speaking and workshops page on my website at tanvinnasir.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, I'd like to encourage you to subscribe to our podcast so you can not only get notified when new episodes are released, but you can check out our extensive catalog of episodes in between new releases. And if you could do me a favor, I'd appreciate it if you could rate and review my podcast wherever you enjoy listening to podcasts to help support our show. I'm Tanvir Nasir, and you've been listening to Leadership Biz Cafe.